Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, June 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is A News Breaks. Adagees empowers providers with actionable insights for value-based care success. Adagees, a healthcare technology company, offers a unique AI-powered software solution to simplify the shift toward value-based care for healthcare practices. The Proactive Care platform allows providers to identify and act on high-value opportunities within their operations. Adagees stands out for its ease of use, providing clear insights on where value lies and how to pursue it while maintaining quality of care. By integrating advanced technologies, Adagees drives meaningful change in healthcare delivery, empowering providers to enhance patient outcomes and increase revenue through value-based care.
Blue Water Autonomy appoints Tim Glenatsis as Chief Operating Officer. Blue Water Autonomy, Inc. has appointed Tim Glenatsis as Chief Operating Officer. With a background in naval shipbuilding and government contracting, Tim's expertise will drive operational strategy and scaling efforts for autonomous maritime solutions. His experience at General Dynamics includes managing multi-billion-dollar naval programs. Tim's leadership will focus on accelerating growth and aligning teams to achieve strategic objectives. Blue Water Autonomy, founded in 2024, is revolutionizing unmanned ships with integrated hardware, software, and AI technology. For more information, visit Blue Water Autonomy's website.
Tech Media Breaks, Aegis Capital Corp. leads $1.25 million underwritten public offering for Semtrex, NASDAQ. Aegis Capital Corp. led a $1 million underwritten public offering for Semtrex, NATX, closing on May 29, 2025. The offering included 1,250,000 shares of common stock at $1 per share, with an option for Aegis to purchase additional shares. Proceeds will be used for general corporate purposes under an effective Form S-3 shelf registration statement. Aegis Capital Corporation, in business for over 40 years, offers a range of financial services and products. For more information, visit pubflatw.aegiscapcorp.com/. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focusing on technology companies, delivering news, press releases, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit htcap/techmediawire.com.
GMB listings now essential for contractor lead generation. New data from Blue Sky Advertisement reveals that over 60% of clicks to local contractor websites are now coming from Google My Business listings. This shift, driven by recent Google algorithm updates and the introduction of AI mode and AI overviews, has made GMB profiles essential for contractor lead generation. The map pack, featuring the top three local business listings, has become even more crucial as organic search results diminish in importance. Contractors must prioritize enhancing their GMB profiles, investing in local SEO, staying informed about algorithm changes, and cultivating their brand to succeed in this new digital marketing landscape. With the majority of clicks now originating from GMB listings, businesses that neglect their profiles risk missing out on valuable job opportunities.
The Reservoir and Tanimura and Antle dedicate 40 acres to accelerate ag tech innovation in Salinas Valley. The Reservoir, in partnership with Tanimura and Antle, has secured a long-term lease on 40 acres of farmland in Salinas, California, to build Reservoir Farms, an on-farm startup incubator for agricultural technology innovation. This collaboration aims to create a hub for scalable, farmer-driven technology solutions at the intersection of agriculture and technology. Located at Highway 68 and Hitchcock Road, the farmland will serve as a living laboratory for testing next-generation ag tech solutions. Reservoir Farms will support startups, pilot robotics and automation technologies, and promote sustainable agricultural practices, bridging the gap between invention and adoption. The initiative, developed with Western growers, will allocate 10 acres for test plots, focusing on strawberries, leafy greens, and vegetables. This groundbreaking project is set to accelerate advancements in productivity, profitability, and sustainability for California farms and beyond. JS Held appoints James E. Malachowski as Chief Intellectual Property Officer. Global consulting firm JS Held appoints James E. Malachowski as the first Chief Intellectual Property Officer, PO. CPO plays a crucial role in identifying, protecting, and leveraging intangible assets. JS Held holds a robust portfolio of patents, trademarks, and proprietary technologies. Ocean Tomo, a part of JS Held, offers comprehensive intellectual property consulting. JS Held experts combine IP expertise with various specializations to benefit clients. The firm's work in property and casualty insurance markets, along with Ocean Tomo's expertise, provides a strong foundation in risk assessment and data analysis. Learn more about James E. Malachowski, the new CIPO at JS Held, a global consulting firm known for providing strategic advice and risk mitigation services.
Tech Media Breaks. Secure Private Data Let OTQQF GDT launches DC-based division to protect diplomats from escalating cyber threats. Secure Private Data, OTQB, has launched a government and diplomatic corps division in Washington, D.C. to protect officials from rising cyber threats. The Swiss-hosted encrypted communication suite offers secure email, messaging, and VPN services tailored to diplomats and government leaders. With recent breaches exposing DC staffers and top US officials, Secure's platform aims to counter threats like phishing, AI hacks, and chat compromises. The company is marketing the service through the Washington Diplomat, expecting rapid adoption as demand for secure communications grows globally. FTI Consulting appoints Mark White as Senior Managing Director. FTI Consulting Inc. announced the appointment of Mark White as a Senior Managing Director in the construction, projects, and assets practice within the firm's forensic and litigation consulting segment. With over 20 years of experience, Mr. White will help engineering and construction clients navigate digital transformations, boosting productivity and effectiveness. Prior to joining FTI Consulting, he held senior roles at Hexagon Asset Lifecycle Intelligence and Faithful Gould. Mr. White aims to simplify technology landscapes, providing solutions that clients are eager to adopt. FTI Consulting, with more than 8,100 employees in 33 countries, is a global expert firm for organizations facing crisis and transformation.
NutriBand Inc., NTRB, a relentless mission rooted in purpose, innovation, and shareholder value. NutriBand Inc., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker NTRB, has been trading above its IPO price and reached an all-time high of $11.78 in January. The company's Aversa abuse deterrent patch technology is FDA-bound and has the potential to tap into an $800 million market annually. Sergey Melnick, founder and president of NutriBand, recently shared his no-nonsense approach to biotech entrepreneurship on the Smart Money Circle show, emphasizing long-term value. NutriBand's core innovation, Aversa, aims to prevent the oral misuse of transdermal patches, particularly fentanyl. Investors can find the latest news and updates on NTRB in the company's newsroom. For more information on BioMedWire and its services, visit biomedwire.com. Toyota's new battery could make the firm lead the EV industry. Toyota, known for revolutionizing hybrid cars with the Prius, is now making strides in the electric vehicle market. With a new battery technology, Toyota could lead the industry. Battery innovation is rapidly evolving, with companies like SolarBank Corp advancing market penetration. Tech Media Wire is a specialized platform focused on technology companies, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Wall Street targets breakout gold producers as bull market accelerates, with gold prices surpassing $3,000 per ounce and outperforming major indices like the NASDAQ and S&P 500, Wall Street is turning its focus to breakout gold producers. As U.S. debt to GDP rises and real interest rates remain negative, gold is proving to be a reliable hedge. Institutional investors are now seeking opportunities with companies like ES Gold Corp, which offers clean balance sheets, high internal rates of return, and scalable operations. ES Gold, along with other industry leaders such as Rio Tinto, Newmont Corporation, Freeport-McMoRan, and First Majestic Silver, is attracting attention as central banks increase gold purchases and financial markets look for sustainable exposure to the metal.
Microblink appoints Radu Tudoran as Vice President of Engineering. Microblink, a leader in document scanning and verification technology, has appointed Radu Tudoran as Vice President of Engineering. With over 15 years of experience in technology innovation, Tudoran will lead the engineering organization to enhance Microblink's fraud and identity verification solutions. His expertise includes cloud and big data services, SaaS platforms, and machine learning products for enterprise environments. Tudoran's background in building enterprise-grade platforms and AI-based identity solutions will advance Microblink's product capabilities and strategic goals. He is excited to join the team and contribute to strengthening and expanding Microblink's solutions to combat fraud and deepfakes. Kashish names Chris Hartley Chief Product and Operations Officer. Kashish has appointed Chris Hartley as Chief Product and Operations Officer. With a background in fintech, including a tenure at PayPal, Hartley will lead product strategy and daily operations, reporting to CEO Sam Miller. His focus will be on scaling financial products to provide value for customers. Hartley's experience in debit card innovations and user-friendly solutions aligns with Kashish's mission to empower smarter spending. By combining funds from various sources, Kashish offers customers control over their finances. Hartley will work on refining customer onboarding, optimizing card servicing, and providing AI-driven financial insights. Kashish is a payment platform allowing users to split transactions across multiple cards, offering a flexible alternative to buy now, pay later models. To learn more, visit wkashish.co.
CoreWeave appoints Ernie Rogers as Chief Architect of Strategic Financing. CoreWeave, Inc. announced the appointment of Ernie Rogers as Chief Architect of Strategic Financing. With decades of financial strategy expertise, Rogers previously served as Magnetar's COO, leading operations and finances. CoreWeave CEO, Michael Intrator, expressed excitement about Rogers joining the team, citing his deep understanding of the business. Rogers, in his new role, looks forward to driving growth and innovation. David Snyderman, managing partner of Magnetar, praised Rogers' contribution and transition, showcasing confidence in CoreWeave's direction. CoreWeave, known for its AI cloud platform, operates data centers in the US and Europe, recognized as a Time 100 company and featured on Forbes Cloud 100 list in 2024. Tech media breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLE, launches stablecoin-backed home equity product for liquidity without loans. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLE, is introducing a unique home equity access product that allows homeowners to access their equity without taking on debt or monthly payments. The offering, set to start beta transactions in June and fully roll out in July, utilizes RealCo issued stablecoins backed by fractional property ownership. RealCo, co-owned by Beeline's CEO, will acquire up to 49% equity in qualifying homes valued at $1 million or more, providing homeowners with cash or stablecoins at closing, repayable only upon property sale. Beeline will manage origination and title services, while RealCo will mint coins tied to blockchain-recorded property shares.
Tech media breaks. Onar Holding Corp., OTCQB Onar, spotlighted in Digital Journal interview on accelerating middle market performance with AI. Onar Holding Corp., traded on the OTCQB under the symbol Onar, was recently featured in a Digital Journal interview discussing how the company accelerates performance for middle market businesses. CEO Claude Zdano explains Onar's strategic services, AI-driven insights, and scalable execution, bridging the gap for these firms. The company combines enterprise-level marketing expertise with agility and efficiency to help clients scale. Onar focuses on speed, flexibility, and partnership to align AI and technology with each client's growth goals. For more information, visit Onar's website at www.onar.com. Sustain Southern California presents Driving Mobility 12. Sustain Southern California is excited to announce the 12th edition of Driving Mobility, focusing on sustainable transportation solutions. The event, scheduled for June 26th at University of California, Irvine, will feature a professional program and clean vehicle expo. Topics include legislation, autonomous vehicles, and last-mile delivery efficiency. Industry leaders will share their knowledge, providing networking and learning opportunities. To learn more, visit the InvestorWire website for full details on this premier event.
Q&A with Ashley Wright, CEO and co-founder of Plantista. Ashley Wright, CEO and co-founder of Plantista, is bringing Silicon Valley-style innovation to the green industry. With a background in strategy and technology, she's building a vertical SaaS platform to help garden centers thrive in a tech-driven economy. Plantista isn't here to disrupt, but to scale the expertise of industry owners. Leveraging AI, Plantista offers custom landscape design, care reminders, and plant advice. By raising from industry insiders, Plantista aims to return success back to the industry. Early adopters, including multi-generational garden centers, praise Plantista for scaling expertise. The product roadmap includes AI plantscape design and intelligent plant care reminders. Success for Plantista means becoming the leading vertical SaaS player in the green industry. Wright's advice for entrepreneurs in legacy industries: build a customer advisory board early to guide product development effectively.
Q&A with Fengmin Gong, CEO of MetaFoodX, fixing food waste before it starts. Fengmin Gong, CEO of MetaFoodX, is revolutionizing commercial kitchens with an AI-powered platform that tackles food waste before it even begins. By providing real-time visibility into consumption, MetaFoodX helps kitchens avoid overproduction, a common issue that leads to up to 30% of food being wasted. Traditional planning methods like static spreadsheets and gut instinct fall short in comparison to MetaFoodX's data-driven approach. With a patented 3D scanner, MetaFoodX can accurately track food items, understand serving sizes, and reduce waste by up to 90%. Kitchens using MetaFoodX have seen a 50 to 90% decrease in overproduction within the first month of deployment, resulting in significant cost savings and operational efficiency. As MetaFoodX continues to innovate and expand, the goal remains clear: to transform the food service industry by minimizing waste, maximizing efficiency, and operating with intelligence and integrity.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.